Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right, 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling revelry.
No, no.
Sibling revelry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling revelry.
That's good.
Hi, Poop.
Hi.
Hi. Are you wearing your fake glasses with no actual prescription in them?
Nope.
So,
babe, it's not fair. You look like hot and handsome, and
well, babe, look, it's the way it is, you know. I mean, what are you talking about? You're crazy hot. I just talked to Jesse today, who's a good friend of my oldest best friend since diapers, and he's like, I saw your hot ass wife today. I'm like, was she looking good? He's like, Jesus Christ. He's like, tan and nah, 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 nah.
Aww,
you don't give yourself credit. You're like 95 years old and hot.
Thanks. So I'm hot for 95.
Right. But why are you wearing your fake glasses right now?
Because it makes me feel a little, you know, smarter, and maybe I'll be a little more articulate. Just in case you ever decide to like screenshot a picture of this, then I'm covered.
So I'm in Albuquerque and you're in LA.
I know, you're almost coming home.
I know, I'll be home on Friday. You know, the long distance, I guess it's not long distance, but you know, there's a positive and a negative to that. And I think people who have to work away from their families for periods of time can sort of relate and understand. It's hard to be away from your family. It's hard to be away from you and hard to be away from the kids. You know, but that sort of cliche of the absence makes the heart grow fonder. You know, there is a reality to that, I think, you know.
Well, also, don't forget, we're coming off of like COVID and quarantine where we were together for a year and a half. And by together, I mean, like we were barely ever apart. I mean, I maybe did like a girls' night or a sleepover or, I mean, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
For a year and a half. So this, and you know, our family together, you together, home, no traveling, no work, nothing. So now to be apart, you know, I think it was a little more drastic and sad because we're like, oh my God, wait, we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
But it is nice in the sense of like, you miss each other. You don't take, you know, things for granted when you get your time together. It's kind of, you know, I mean, we're only a few weeks in. I don't know if I can do this all the time. I mean,
no, but some people do, you know what I mean? Like, you have to put it into perspective and think about, you know, some of these military families, honestly, that have to deal with that going overseas, you know, for months and months at a time, you know, their wives being pregnant and not having their husband around, you know, for the pregnancy. I was just watching something on that, actually. So, you know, you got to put it into perspective. You know, we're pretty lucky. But I will say,
lucky
for us, you know, one of the sticking points with me being away and having so much alone time is that I watch a ton of shows. And I know you like to watch shows with me. And I think this is a point of contention in a lot of relationships because I like to...
You're about to say that you started something without me?
Oh, I started and finished Mayor of Easttown.
Okay, well, that was a little scary and for me, no, probably, you would love right? it.
It's good. It's really, really okay. good. But there's definitely shows that I want to keep watching. Oh, and I finished White Lotus.
Should we cut right now? Because... We already talked about that, though.
I couldn't help
that's
it.
That's not like I did it. I just said, whatever you do, that's the only one. Don't do it.
I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. Fucking watch the whole thing.
You couldn't help it? Babe. It's not like you're wasted and you're making a stupid decision. This is like, I'm actually going to watch it without her and I'm not going to care what she says.
I took a chance and I went for it, you know?
What that chance is, that's a fuck you. I really don't care about you, which really means you don't love me.
That's absolutely not true. And that's bullshit. And that's what I think a lot of couples think. And I'm sure there's a lot of fights over sort of the...
I said, watch the scary things. Watch the like bloody and gore and, you know, the...
There's only so many things that I can watch with that.
Watch The Wire, you know? We watched the...
Like, the Wire's 150 years old. Like, I will rewatch it, but there's a lot of good stuff right now. You know, but I finished White Lotus.
But that's something we started together. Like, you're going to go and watch a show without me and do the whole thing. Fine. But you're starting. I mean, we started it together.
Yeah. I know, but maybe
I'll call Jesse and see if he wants to watch with me.
Well, you can watch it now, but you don't watch TV.
I never watch TV unless I'm with you.
Yeah, exactly. And
I want to do when I get into bed, I'm into bed. I'm not turning on the TV when you're not here. Not the news, nothing. The only thing I'm watching is like Lisa and Lena with like Rio. Or like
Lisa and Lena. Oh my God. You know, I'm sure some people understand what that is, but it's a fucking, first of all, the YouTube generation
you know, what's interesting is our kids originally, like the first two are like grew up on Nick Jr. and like Cartoon Network and that kind of stuff. And now Rio, there's no real TV. Like she's not watching, she's watching like her YouTube little specials and things and Darman. I mean,
oh, Darman.
My whole life is Darman is like on every day in the house.
Oh,
like
my wherever. God, Darman. I get so locked into Darman.
You do. That's what I mean. So now instead of finishing Lotus, I'm watching Darman episodes.
Right. So Darman is a YouTube channel. And I'm sure some of you know, but Darman's a YouTube channel with this guy who it's really a beautiful thing. I mean, he is all about messaging. Okay. And it has like 17 billion views on each YouTube video. And it's this in-your-face, terrible acting.
That's not nice. It's not. It's just it's over. They're doing it for children. So I think everything is a little overacted maybe. But I'm sure those actors, you know, are decent actors.
So you're saying that's they're making a choice? They're like, I could probably win an Emmy or an Academy Award, but I'm going to really sort of just, no way, babe. No. Darman doesn't want to spend money on actors because he's got to make a living. So, you know, he has his little, you know, crew. Okay.
Say for people that watch Dharma, and you see the same actors in all different episodes.
And
they're playing a mean person, and then they're the nice person. And I think there's a range, and I'm sure they're decent, good actors.
Great human beings.
You know what you say? Here's what it is. This is how I describe it. It's our generation, it's like an after school special.
It is. It's the modern day after school special. Hold on, give me a second. My food's here. Thank you. I had to take a bathroom break.
I was explaining Dharman and how it's like a modern day kind of after school special where there's a huge lesson and message that these actors are portraying, and the kids get so sucked in, and then so do we, because they're over exaggerated. So like, remember where it used to be like for drunk driving,
yeah.
You know, this is your brand on drugs, right, and like that, because you see those episodes and that's basically what it is.
Yeah, but my point is I get so locked into it. Like Rhea will be watching it on TV and I'll just sort of pass by. And then 48 minutes later, I'm like watching 80 Dharman episodes. Like I can't stop watching them.
That's what I mean.
Cannot stop watching them.
Me too. So I'll be caught up on Dharman and you're caught up on White Lotus. Should we go back to that?
Ozuna Fresh. I mean, honestly, after being in our houses for so much time over the last year, we can all appreciate the importance of a good smelling home. So it's why we do love this Ozuna Fresh. They have natural odor eliminators. They keep our home smelling good and also help clean the air of bacteria, which makes me feel really good since I have stinky boys. They're pure. They're natural. They have no harmful chemicals or toxins. And you can literally put them in your teenagers' bedrooms and just eliminate all disgusting odors that just creep down into your other rooms in the house.
They also offer an all-natural spray that comes in handy for spot treatment. So if there's a moment with a dog, you know, which I have two of, pop, 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 zip, 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 you're good. So we're telling you that Ozuna Fresh is the odor eliminator you didn't know that you needed. So right now, we've got a great deal for our listeners. 20% off your purchase, okay? Go to ozunafresh.com today and use promo code SIBLING for 20% off. Don't miss out. That's promo code SIBLING at AZUNAFresh.com.
Oak Essentials. So Oak Essentials is a clean foundational skincare for everyone, every age. This is actually a brand that comes from a very sweet, kind, loving person that I know well, Jenny Kane. I don't know if you know of her brand. I'm sure you do. It's a very California lifestyle brand, and she created this skincare for everybody. And it's free of synthetics, fragrances, silicones, colorants, sulfates, phthalates, parabens, PEGs, petroleum, mineral oil, nanoparticles. So it's basically beauty as nature intended it, which is just like my friend Jenny. She is honestly, everything she does is so clean and simple and pure. I love what she does. You're going to love the skincare, I promise.
So crafted for women at any age, these highly effective essentials serve as the ultimate foundation for glowing, healthy skin. Whether you're starting from scratch or filling in the gaps, Oak Essentials makes skincare one less thing to worry about. Reveal your best skin with Oak Essentials at oakessentials.com. You can purchase the entire five-step routine for $195 or try your first product for 15% off when you use code SIBLING at checkout. That's OAKESSENTIALS.com. Promo code SIBLING. So I talked to Wilder today and I was on set working.
Okay.
And I was on my phone just messing around, news, Instagram, whatever. And I like to click on Wilder's Instagram account. He's 14. And just sort of see what he's up to and, who he's following or whatever. And I noticed that he had like 700 followers. And I started to click on his followers. I haven't told you this yet. And I'm scrolling.
I'm like, wait, he's not public.
Exactly. I start scrolling around. I'm like, you know, who the hell is this like real estate agent from South Beach? Who's, you know, this health nutrition? And so I texted him and he actually switched it to public. But he did it.
What?
He did it. He didn't lie to me, you know, and because I said, you know how I feel about lying, which is a whole other topic because, you know, with our kids, I don't care. It's not that I don't care. I will not be upset if you tell me the truth, whatever it is. You know what I mean? I don't care what it is. If you come to me and I ask you a question and you tell me the truth, and I understand that kids lie. I did, you did. We all try to get away with shit, right? But if you just tell me the truth, then you're good. You know, then I will.
Of course, depending on what it is.
Well,
but yeah.
What could Wilder possibly tell you when he's being honest and truthful that you would actually get angry about?
Just saying. I mean, look, who knows? Plenty of things, but I'm just saying right now, like he went public.
No, I know, but I'll get back to that. But even if Wilder came to us, right? And I said, have you smoked weed? Which of course he has not, but I'm saying like, even if I said, have you smoked weed before? And he goes, and if he said, yeah, you know, I did, I tried it. Would you get angry? Absolutely not. It's
yeah, but I'm just saying you don't know what he's going to come. Who knows what the scenario could be?
My point is that if you're truthful, you're good.
Yes.
And I think for us, it's about instilling that in our kids so then you can build that trust. So when you ask the questions, then you know that they're being truthful. You know, I still have a child brain. You know, it's like everything that he says or the kids say, I am analyzing and going back to when I was that age and being like,
I used to say that even with you, I was remember with the whole, our whole situation and
if
you're honest or you tell me there's a chance.
Right.
Right. Me like hearing it.
Right. But you have to adhere to that. You know, you have to show him that yes, when he does tell the truth or when they, the kids tell the truth, there are no real repercussions because you were honest and we'll deal with whatever the situation is. And the more that can be repeated, then you build that trust and then you're off to the races and then you're good. You know, so, you know, I looked at it, I said, da 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 da. And he just told me straight up, you know, he said, you know, however long, like a week or 2 weeks ago, he went public, you know, just for a little bit. And then he sort of forgot about it and, you know, didn't pay attention to it. And that was that. And I said, well, why did you, now he's private again, but I said, why did you go public? I said, is it because you were wanting more followers? And he says, yeah. You know, at that point I said, well, you know, that's empty. You know what I mean? You know, the whole follower thing is just all bullshit, really. It's just a bunch of random people who are, you know, following you for reasons for him. For me, it might be a little bit different, right? But for him, they're following you for reasons that don't really matter. I mean, what are you getting out of it? You know, it's empty confidence, really.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to him how that is just... there's no calories in it. You know what I mean? There's no health in that. It's frivolous, really, you know?
Right.
But
also explaining that, like, we understand that, you know, but for kids these days, like that's, you know, kids these days. it's like that.
No, but social media is a really interesting question. I know it's sort of a beat up topic, meaning everyone talks about it and they have their opinions on it, you know, but it's a reality. It's a reality in today's world. You know, it's like
our kids were kind of the, you know, younger than when it really first started coming out, you know, so we didn't really have like when it was just a thing and everyone was talking about it and, you know, social media and this and that. And now they're getting to that age.
Yeah, but it's how they communicate now. I mean, with Snapchat especially, that's how they communicate. They don't even really text much anymore. Yeah. It's just through social media, you know? And you gotta, I don't know. I mean, again, it's the deprivation sort of, it almost births, you know, this sort of desire, this heavy desire to be a part of it. If you can give it to them in doses, meaning, yeah, You can be a part of social media, but there's a way to be a part of it. You know, rather than just sort of cutting it off at the legs and having them wonder and become sort of obsessive over it to the point then when they get it, it's like a drug addict, you know, who has not been given the drug and now they fucking overdose on it because they've never had it before. They jones for it, you know.
It's like sugar toddlers or TV and, you know, little kids. I mean, we've kind of always struck, you know, a balance with that, with our kids. I mean, I think, again, I said this last time, but you have to kind of know who your kid is. And, you know, each kid, each family is different, but our kids were, you know, balance worked, meaning like we gave it to them and then they weren't like freaking out and, you know, crying if we took away iPads or...
Well, remember how Wilder actually got Instagram for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
That was so good. It was so good. So we were in Colorado and he wanted it for his birthday, right? Was it his birthday when he asked for Instagram for his birthday or was it Christmas? I can't remember.
Yeah. I think it was his birthday.
Yeah, he put it on his list. He's like, you know, a fucking RC car and Instagram. And I'm like, dude, look, you're too young. You know what I mean? And this was, what, 2 years ago or something? So he was, I don't know, 12.
Yeah.
And I said, you're too young for Instagram. It's just, there's no reason why you need to be on it. Now, some of his friends were on it, you know, but I was like, there's no reason.
Fine,
and
yeah.
I come home from whatever I was doing, and he wrote me a 5-paragraph essay, because this is what he was doing in school, learning how to sort of construct an essay with a intro, some, you know, body paragraphs, and then a conclusion. And so he wrote me a 5-paragraph paper on why he should have Instagram.
Yep.
And it was beautiful. It was fucking great, you know, and he was talking about sort of how he wouldn't abuse it and it's just for him, his friends, and he would be, you know, private and, you know, all of these arguments. And I'm like, dude, you know what? You're in. You got it. You know, you took the initiative to write this paper, to take what you've learned in school and construct it into an essay. And, you know, I dig that. And so far, so good. Like, he's not obsessed.
It's going private, like secretly on us, but yeah, I mean, going public.
I know. Well, look, you know, kids dabble, man. Like, I think that's what we have to understand as parents too. We got to remember what it was like, you know, and you and I get into that, not get into it a little bit, but sometimes I feel like, you know, you forget sometimes and you expect the kids to be not perfect, but to walk this line. And I have to say, babe, like, they're fucking kids. They're going to do these things. They're going to lie. They're going to try to get away with shit. That's normal. If they weren't, I might have a problem. I'd be like, dude, go get in trouble. Go try to get something by me. I mean, that's nature, I think. You know, and sometimes I think you feel like they should be more on the straight path, you know?
I mean, no, I would say out of the two of us, I think that. And I think our kids are pretty... you know, amazing, you know, considering what they could be doing. And then of course I go back to our age and I am very realistic with, you know, the stuff that I did and what they're doing. And, you know, a lot of times I say that to you, I'm like, they're smarter than you think. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, Wilder would never. And I'm like, don't say that. Like, they're gonna do it. But I just, that comes more to me when it's, I mean, I think I expect a little more when it comes to like safety and danger rather than, you know, kids being boys.
No,
being boys.
I know. I get that. But even, you know, I've been away and you know, you've been dealing with all 3 kids in the morning, which, you know, by the way, it's amazing. I mean, it's like
up teenagers.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, I mean, you're like, they're not getting up and they did this and they're a lot on time and they're angry and they're this. I'm like, I know, babe, but it's hard for me to say anything because I'm here, you know, sleeping in till 11 because my call's not till noon, you know, but.
I know what you're saying.
At the same time, like, it's like, well, what do we expect here? I mean.
Okay, so tell me this. So when you're the parent that's in it, and this goes back to like toddlers, babies, like if you're home alone with the baby and the partner is out at work or away or whatever it might be, when you're in it, it's always heightened. So, and then you're talking to the parent that is away or has been at work all day and comes home, your patience, the one that's with the kids, is maxed out. And then the fresh parent comes in, or the parent that hasn't been around them and misses them or whatever comes in, and they're like, relax. Like they're just, you know, kids, or, oh my God, yeah, let me help. Like there's that role, you know what I mean? It reverses because you've been in the position where you're with the kids and it's been 3 days and I'm away maybe with my girlfriends or, you know, I'm doing something and your patience is up to here and you're like, I can't do this and I'm over it and you're quick and short and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, babe, relax. Like, take it easy on them. I mean, that's just, I think, a role, you know, that you're in the moment. Like, I'm tired. I'm cranky. I had to try and wake them up, you know, solo, you know, one's extra slow, one forgot something, whatever, all this stuff. And then I'm just venting to you being like, they stayed up too late and then they couldn't wake up. It's one of those. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's all relative, but, you know, when you're doing that next week for me, we'll see how it goes.
It'll be a weekend. So I'm good. No, but you make a good point. You make a good point. It's a valid point. You know, the parent who's been away sort of comes in and is like, hey.
Refreshed and patient and ready. And, you know, the other one is like, I've been with them all day. I remember it used to happen with the baby, like Wilder is one baby. If you're taking care and I'm out, I come back in and you are like, oh my God, I'm done. And then it's like the trade, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, that started with like babies and toddlers and, you know, it's going even to now, like with you gone, it's the chaos.
Do you have any resentment towards me?
For that
mm-hmm.
specific thing? No, not at all. Because I know it's exactly what it is.
But do you ever have any of that sort of, you know, resentment that comes up, but you know that, you know, it's fine. You're not going to bring it up because it's just your own stuff. But you're a perfect human being. So it's impossible to know, honestly, like you're so, you know, rational and centered and evolved. You don't have those kinds of things, you know, where I have that irrational resentment. You know, we've had those discussions where I've had to get better when you want to go see your girlfriends and you want to have those weekends. And I grit and bear it. Or is it grin and bear it? I don't know.
Grin.
And there's a part of me that's like, motherfucker, I'm going to be in these kids. And I know it's not right. You know, we've talked about it because you see my mood change.
Of course.
You know, when you are going away, and I don't deny it, like there's a part of me that gets, you know, a little funky where I'm like, oh man,
And I always wonder, I'm just like, is it jealousy that like, I'm going to have a good time without you? Or is it jealousy that like, I'm going to be away from the kids and you have the responsibility? Is it, you know what I mean? Like what's in it there? Cause I always,
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, it's,
I think a lot of dads or husbands or partners, I'm sure, feel that way. Most of the time, it's wives that have like husbands that are going on a, you know, guy's trip or golf or something, and they're not happy about it. But I am very much like, I love when you go and do your things and I know you're happy and then you're going to come back happy. I like a little bit of my alone time too. So like, you know what I mean? There's that kind of stuff, but I also feel like very deserving of the time that I take when I go. So I don't really, you know.
Well, you should know, you know, you don't have guilt. No, there's no way you have guilt. I mean, that's why our relationship is so great, you know, because you let me do the things that I love to do. And you know, I let you do the things that you love to do, even if I have a little tinge of whatever, which is honestly like dissipated over the years, you know, but. I think I just want to be with you. It's simple. I like when you're around. Sorry.
I love that too.
You know? And I also think, to be real, you know, in a relationship, you get the good and you get the bad. You know, you get the really happy moments and then you get the sort of downside of whatever that is, you know, whatever moods are happening and the fatigue and kids and school and whatever the fuck it is. And I know that when you go with your friends, they're getting the best of you.
Mm-hmm.
Every mm-hmm. second is the best of you. And I've seen it change. You know, I've seen you go from moments of just when you get that, you know, you do your face and you're just in a pissy mood and you're just like tired and then I'm like, you know, I can tell, like, it exudes you. You exude it. I can feel it. And then Jackie calls and I was like, oh my God, Jackie. And it's like, boom, it's like a different human being. And I'm like, well, what the fuck, you know? And I get it. I don't ever comment on it because it's not.
Comment on it. We talked about this before.
No, but I don't comment on it in the moment, meaning I'm not like, you get off the phone, I'm like, how come she gets all the positive stuff and you are this and this and that? Because I'm smart enough to understand that it's your girl, you know? It's like there's a release there.
And then also don't forget, because I'm sure people feel the same way, we're using mine as like, you know, a girl's weekend away, but a girl's weekend away is a break from all of the stuff, right? People, whatever they're getting away from, work, housework, kids, responsibility, delegating, cleaning projects, things, whatever it might be for me, for other people, taking care of people, whatever it might be, you're going to a place that is, for me, with my girlfriends that are moms, it's a, oh my God, we're not needed. No, mom. Babe, you know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah, it's like
the feeling of doing nothing.
Now, how many times have you heard this? Like, Aaron! Who?
Yeah.
Aaron! And then there's.
All day long.
And there's.
All day long. Mom? I mean, you know, it's
but the best.
You get away, and it's like, it's a relief of like, oh my gosh, I'm not needed. I don't have to feed people. I don't have to keep people alive. My children are safe. I can go and like literally decompress.
But sometimes I feel like you hear me and ignore me.
Well, I'm also like part deaf in one ear. Don't forget. So.
No, I know. But sometimes I feel like you hear me and ignore me. But the best is when you're... the best is when you're... You get angry when you hear me. You go like, Aaron! Or whatever. And then there's always a pause. It's never right away. And then I hear, what? I mean, like, it gets angry. I'm like, oh, Jesus. She's like angry.
Because I'm like upstairs around a corner. And when I say what, you don't hear me the first time. So now I'm like, I'm walking to get over to him. But by the time I get to where I can yell to you, you're yelling again. So then I'm mad. And I'm like, you know.
Viv, I just need to know where my wallet is. It's simple.
100%. I just need to answer with that from now on. Just where it is.
I never know where my wallet is.
No. It's a running wallet, sunglasses, like keys, and wallet, sunglasses, forget it.
Forget it. I know.
Home economics. Okay. So there was lots going on this spring, and you can be forgiven maybe if you've missed some things. But if you missed the ABC hit comedy Home Economics, you better catch up now. It's a hilarious show at 82% on Rotten Tomatoes with critics saying it hits all the right comedic notes.
So here's the situation, okay? It's about three adult siblings with families on their own and each with wildly different economic situations, from mega rich to middle class, to just getting by. And TV Guide says American Vandal's Jimmy Tatro, Bluff's City Law's Caitlin McGee, and that 70s show vet Topher Grace, who I've known forever and wish he put me in his show, they kill it as siblings. Plus, add Carla Souza from How to Get Away with Murder, and SNL's Sasheer Zamata to the cast. And this is a comedy you got to check out. All of season one is streaming on Hulu, and season two airs Wednesday, 9:30, 8:30 Central, after The Conners on ABC. So definitely check it out and tell your siblings about it too. watch it together, and work through your own sibling rivalry or revelry. This breakout hit show could be your breakthrough moment with finally understanding each other. Or just a half an hour where you can laugh and not have to deal with your brother or sister's issues of the week. Nobody has time for that, right? Just laugh together watching Home Economics after the Conners Wednesday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on ABC. Then hug it out or drive home with your significant other venting about your siblings, whatever your relationship is, and just being happy you at least had some laughs watching Home Economics.
Any, you know, person can understand when you are removed from, let's say, work or your family life, and getting that break is, you do change your personality because you're like, oh, I'm going to my girlfriend's. Like, there's not a dirty sink there and 17 loads of laundry and, like, you know, emails and delegating and kids crying and I have to feed people. I'm going to literally, like, not do any of that.
Yeah.
And it makes, and then you're laughing with your mom, you know, it's
of
just,
of course.
It's,
and I think
it's this, like, leaving when you used to leave the baby, you know, I've got like one crying and one not sleeping, this, and then you would go golf. You're not going to tell me getting out there, if all of a sudden I had a, you know, fly on the wall of you on the golf course, like drinking beers, laughing with your friends, and I'm home with like two kids. What the fuck? That motherfucker's out there having a good time. Of course you are, because you're not having to be dad and having, I'm not telling you to, you know, change light bulbs and like clean shit. Like, it's your time away. We all deserve it. It's just hard to be the person on the other end. Mm-hmm. You just have to make sure that you both have the time away, whatever that might be. For some people, it's a workout, a meditation. We talked about this before, you know, just something that is like, for you. Yeah. And it can be something alone. It can be with your friends. It could be with someone else. Like, you know,
it's also about respecting each other's individuality. You know what I mean? And their need to be alone or need to be separate. Because I think we get so involved with each other. And I'm speaking generally, not just you and I, but just involved with what our lives are, that when there's that separation of one doing something without the other and having a good time, there can be that moment of like, oh, what the fuck, you know? But that's healthy, you know? It's like, you know, it's like I've said this before, you know, two pillars holds up a roof much stronger than one. Mm-hmm. And that's codependency. You know, if you're codependent, you've got that one fucking pillar and that roof is now sitting on that one pillar and teetering and will eventually fall and crash. If you've got the two pillars holding up that roof, that shit is sturdy, you know, and mm-hmm. we are individuals. So we need to have our own separate passions and loves and to be accepting of the others. You know, and it's important.
I think it's, you know, every relationship is different, every partnership. But I think what can happen is if it doesn't feel equal and somebody is really carrying the bigger load, that's where a little resentment can build up. So that's very easy to happen. Mm-hmm. I think we've all been pretty solid in our roles, right? Of being, you know, it's a great partnership and equal in the parenting and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, if somebody works all week long and then also wants to, you know, be having their time, it's like, all right, well, where's the time for your kids? Where's the time for us? I mean, it's always about time and there's never enough, but I think it's also about effort and not, you know, quality over quantity.
I think secretly people use the credit system. You know what I mean? It's like you build up credit. You know, you're like, you're building up credit right now. I'm away. I've been away for what, 5 or 6 days? And you're building up fucking credit. Like, you know, I'm not there. So now you've got this awesome credit that you're like, all right, when am I going to?
Robin's coming into town.
Yeah, Robin's like, coming into town. Robin's coming into town and you're going to fucking cash in on that credit. And I'm like, all right, yeah. Hey, shit. You know, and yeah. Then when I am home and not working and you do a girl's weekend or whatever, I'm like, all right, cool, credit. But by the way, I will say this too. as much as I love you and as much as I love being with you all the time, when you are away with your girlfriends and it's just me and the kids, I love it. There's something nice about it. When the kids are doing their thing and they go to bed and I'm in our bed all alone and I light up a big joint and I'm just like, all right, like I got my room to myself. I'm chilling, you know, like there's, I like it.
It's great.
As long as you come home.
But sometimes like when you're away and you're working and it's just me, like I don't have to worry about, you know, other things that are going on. I can just kind of like manage the kids. I can feed them, you know, some mac and cheese, make myself a bowl of pasta. Yeah. And it's not like,
that's a good question. I have a question for you.
What are we having for dinner?
Yeah, no, I know. And so here's my question. What are the benefits of me being away? Like what? And be honest.
I go to sleep earlier.
Like what? Yeah. Okay. You got it. Yeah.
I go to sleep much earlier. And the house is maybe a little bit cleaner.
Oh, are you saying I'm messy? Really?
I mean, not messy, but
I'm
like
not messy.
No, but just like your side of the bed and the clothes around and the coffee cup, you know, there's just a little extra stuff in a way to be taken care of. And, you know, the baseball hats and the golf things and, you know, little stuff like that, I would say.
Like golf tees and divot replacers and...
in the morning next to your bed.
Random coins everywhere.
I feel like I keep it a little cleaner. But other than, you know, maybe going to bed earlier, I would 100% prefer you here any day.
Of course. Day. No, I know that. But I'm saying.
Sometimes I love there is no TV on and it's like, ooh, I can do Wordscapes or I'm going to read. Or because, you know, a lot of our hang time is at night. And it's the best. It's like the kids go down. That's us. Whether it's talking, show, sex, but hanging out. Like, but it is that late night hour. So when you're not there and I get into bed, I go to bed when the kids go to bed. So it's kind of like,
I know. Well, that's where we differ, you know.
And you're a night owl.
I'm a night owl, you know, and you are not. So I'm ready to party and you are fucking 6 feet under.
I'm so ready to like snuggle.
I know.
That's why, thank God, we have a lot of like daytime situation and we're lucky for that. But
you mean sex?
Yeah, I just meant,
yeah. I meant
LA.
I like daytime sex. I like, you know, school session sex. It's good. But I like nighttime sex.
I love nighttime just because of the lighting and it's just so much better.
Well, that's a whole other topic of conversation is sex lighting because it matters, you know what I mean? Where I'm like, fucking put the lights on. But I will say, though, that when the lighting
you
is...
You want, like, not only lights, but you want, like, a window with sunshine, like, literally shining in to, like a, you know, gynecological exam.
No, I know. But I think I've changed now. I like the candle. I like the flicker.
Why did it change? Because... Me?
No. Are you getting insecure now about your body?
I will say,
I've always
been about the lighting. And then I do remember semi-recently one night you being like, oh yeah, like it's all about like the candles and the angles. And then
yeah,
I'm performing a little bit better because.
Well, exactly. And that's what happens is it's if you feel secure and comfortable, then everything is better. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
No, but it's sexy. It's creating the sexy mood, which, you know, which happens. But a lot of the times it's that daytime. That's fun though.
You know, the daytime, it's hot.
Well, when the kids go to school and all of a sudden it's like.
That's fun. Not gonna lie, but yeah.
I know. Yeah, but the candlelight's good. I like the flicker, you know, of the candlelight, but sometimes the candles will be too far away, you know, and then I'll be like, I'm gonna move this candle on my nightstand so I can see a little bit more. I don't like not to see, you know what I mean? As I said, I'm a visual person, and so that's part of it. You know what I mean? Like if it's pitch dark, I'm like, well, what's happening right now? I want to see my wife.
We should save this for like a sex episode because now I think it's getting a little too.
What?
Detailed. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, babe. We're going to have our own podcast. By the way, for those of you listening right now, Aaron and I are launching our own podcast. We don't know when yet, but it's happening. Coming up with names. I think I found a good one. Not going to reveal it quite yet. But yeah, we're going to get after it because I have too much fun with you doing this, honestly. You know, whether people like it or not, great. But it's fun to just talk to you with a microphone in my face, honestly. It's weird. Things come out. You get a little bit more honest, you know, you are able to reveal things that in normal conversation you kind of don't. So it's an experience not only for the listener, but also maybe for us.
It's kind of fun. I love it.
Well, you're good at it. I mean, everyone loves you.
About what you're going to say.
What?
I said I get a little bit nervous about what you're going to say, but
yeah, but that's part of it. I keep you on your toes.
You do.
We're coming to a close, but where are the kids right now?
The kids?
Yeah, are they in their rooms?
Oh, ours?
No. What do you mean ours? No, Milo and Gio.
I was just with Jen last night. No, that's so funny. Actually, Rio and Wilder are here, but Bodhi is up at Bing's.
Oh, still? Okay.
I didn't have, we were doing this. I couldn't get stuck in traffic.
Yeah, I know.
Late, so I got to go get him.
All right. Well, that little 28 seconds was a bit of a window into our like real life. all right, Poop. Well, I love you. Okay.
Two more days. I love you.
I miss you. I'll see you. I'll see you very soon.
I can't wait.
I miss you.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
All right. Bye. I'll call you after this.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson.
Producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.
If you want to show us some love, rate the show and leave us a review. This show is powered by Simplecast.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.